Every beast pointed the paws at Korath, breaking out into an old abbey feasting song.
To the feast! To the feast! Now don't be shy, good beast! You're doubly warm and welcome here. Don't stand on ceremony. We've set a place, so never fear. Just come along with me. To the feast, to the feast. Now don't be shy, good beast. Oh, move ye up and make a space. Let our friends sit at table to drink the best of cellars brew. To the feast, now don't be shy, good beast. Come please us with your company, pray bring your appetite. Sing loud if you've a mind to sing, or dance throughout the night. To the feast, to the feast.
Surrounded by happy Redwallers, Gorath allowed himself to be led downstairs, out of the abbey building. It was a perfect summer afternoon outdoors, with a gentle breeze and the sun beaming from a cloudless blue sky. Mordi and Orquil led him to the tables which had been placed on the lawn betwixt the abbey pond and the south wall. Barbola called down to them from the wall top.
"Bring the big fella up here, mates. Those little uns will pester the life out of him down there. That's if Gorath can manage the wall steps."
Dibbons, otter babes and tiny Gowsham infants were already clamouring around the big young badger. Some had perched upon his footpaws and were beginning to climb upward. Formal Burf and Grand Spike Niblow disentangled them from Gorath, reproaching the babes.
"Yer, come off me, poor beast. Get ye down, I says. You little villains. Ye'm badger like to be toppled o'er with you a-clambering on him like ants."
Mordi took Gorath's paw.
"I say, old lad, Barbola's right. Are you able to manage the wall steps, what?"
The badger gave a rumbling chuckle.
"I might just be able to if there's food up there."
There was indeed food to be had on the ramparts, the best Gorath had ever tasted. Seating himself on the top step, he allowed Benjo Tips to press a tankard of finest October ale upon him. This was followed by Friar Chandras, who placed a loaded tray close to Gorath's paw.
"This is one of my mushroom and leek pasties. I hope you like it. There's some fresh-made cheese bread and summer vegetable soup. Oh, and a portion of tater, onion and carrot baked to nibble for dessert. Eat hearty now, young sir."
Gorath was joined by Orquil and Mordi. As he ate with an astounding appetite, the young hedgehog and the hare maid related how Vizica Longtooth and some of his vermin had been chased off by the brown rats. Gorath expressed concern over the incident.
"I hope Longtooth doesn't run off altogether. I've got a score to settle with that fox."
Orquil took a bite of pasty, fanning a paw across his mouth to cool it.
"First you've got to get yourself fit and well, mate. Then you can think about slaying your enemies. I wouldn't worry too much over Longtooth. He'll come slinking back around Redwall sooner or later."
Rangval had been sitting close by, eavesdropping on the conversation. He called over to Mordi.
"Why don't you save a few of those good owl uppercut punches for the fox if you meet him, miss?